Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. In which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy?
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right, with that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron.
Woohoo!
Yeah! That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah?
Woohoo! Steve?
Yes?
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
Ooh, how many pressure makes.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure.
No.
Wow.
How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, the bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
He had Z. Yeah, he can see now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8. Wow. Aaron wins 8-6. Nice. Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that woo-hoo
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean... In order to lay those eggs? No.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when you cheated and took your blindfold off. But there's always the 850 game, Steve.
There is, thankfully. I have a chance to redeem myself.
We have a really sick shirt that would look really awesome on our friend Aaron while he's driving his truck down I-5. And that is the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And it has Steve's face on it as a Dogman character. It has the 60 seconds on the clock.
It does. And I got to give a shout out to our friend Jaime, who lives in Atlanta, went and saw Pantera yesterday. And he sent us some pictures. And he is rocking the I Beat Migs shirt at the Pantera concert. He did say that he got a couple of interesting looks while he was wearing it.
You can get your very own in the rock shop at KISW.com. The Knicks were playing the Heat at Madison Square Garden when the game had to be delayed for about 10 minutes because Tracy Morgan, the comedian, was there, and it appeared that he vomited courtside.
Oh, it didn't appear. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It looked like an alien came out of him.
And not only that.
It was one of those, like, if you saw it in a movie, you'd be like, that is the most unbelievable reenactment of somebody hurling that I've ever seen. It was just like.
And he was having a nosebleed issue. He ended up having to leave on a wheelchair.
I hope he's going to be okay because I know he's had some health issues in the past.
For sure. So, you know, I do want to say, though, that the Knicks did go on to win. So they were obviously, you know, playing with him in mind, I think.
Oh, so now he's the good luck charm. Yeah. And so in order for... Tracy, what are you doing?
I mean, in a place that big with that much of an audience, that's a pretty awful place to throw up publicly.
Yeah, especially when you're somebody that people know who you are. So the next thing you know, all over social media, there's just plenty of videos and pictures. And also, I'm sure the last thing he wants to have is video of him being put into a wheelchair, having to be wheeled out, looking like he's just not doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, rough time.
That's kind of like... I don't know if you've ever had that kind of a situation happen to you where all of a sudden it's like all eyes are on you, but not for a fun reason. It's very embarrassing.
Are you talking about all the times you've passed out over the years?
Yes. There have been a few times where it's just like, you know, I wake up and I come through. One time at a radio convention and I passed out at the bar. It was a cigar bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, it was so...
The fumes probably got you.
It was hot, the smoke. I was in a conversation with somebody that was just, like, sucking the life out of me to the point where I felt like I was going to pass out. And in the back of my mind, I said, just pass out. You'll get out of this conversation.
Stop. Worth it.
Right. So then I just kind of collapsed. I'd land on, like, some very well-respected radio industry guy. Miss hitting the pool table by maybe 2 inches.
Oh my God.
I don't remember this because I passed out, but people were telling me, like, dude, we thought for sure you were dead. And then I'm out, and then my eyes start opening up, and then there's just like a crowd of people around me. And my first thought was, why are all these people in my bedroom? Like, what? How did I get into the hotel, and why are they all standing over me?
Oh my God.
And that's when I realized that I've completely shut down this bar for a second.
They're like, everybody out.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's so embarrassing.
I mean, so that's happened to you many, many times, but was that the worst?
You know, I mean, that was bad. I think the one that I still kind of am bummed about, no control over it, was when I was wrestling at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. And I took a cross body, which is when someone jumps off the top rope, they land on you. But the way I landed, I land on my butt first, and I whiplash back and hit the back of my head on the ring, on the mat. And I I still don't remember what happened. Like, I mean, it was, I even went to the doctor to check it out, you know, because I was like, I don't have any concussion symptoms, but I know I got a concussion. And I told them what happened, like, oh, you had temporary amnesia or something along those lines.
Gosh.
But I mean, that one kind of bummed me out because then everything kind of stops and this entertainment all of a sudden gets very serious and it freaked some people out. And that's the last thing I want to do. And I guess while I was out, I'm still trying to get into the ring because I was awake. I was just out. And I'm like, I'm good, I'm good. They're like,
No, you aren't.
No, you're not good. We need to take you into the back.
Let's have a seat, sir.
Right.
Oh my gosh, and you're a hot mess.
I know, sometimes I feel that way. So then the EMTs are in there. Oh, they're asking all these questions, like those concussion protocol type questions, like, what month is it? And I'm like, I don't know. Who's the president? I'm not sure. And like, I was aware. And like, they got that. I'm like, can you give me like maybe 45 seconds to a minute? Just because I'm like, kind of, I'm in a weird, like, you know, hazy state, like where I'm like looking around, like, where am I? What just happened? I needed to kind of like get my bearings. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, I get it. They have to ask these questions to make sure. But it was just one of those ones where I'm just like, man, that sucks. Like everything just got shut down for a second.
So wait, you played Beat Migs after you almost passed out
in
the ring?
Yeah, brother. 10 out of 10.
What late 60s year?
I know. 1969. He's fine. He's clearly, his brain is still just as juvenile and stupid as it was when he didn't have a concussion.
Tracy Morgan delayed the Knicks game.
Have you ever delayed anything?
Oh, I mean, I guess a talent show one time. I blew my knee out during a talent show. Yeah. Like, I finished.
How bad?
I mean, I dislocated my knee. It was really bad. I had to go to the hospital afterwards. My parents had to take me to the ER afterwards. It was really bad. But at the time, I'm like, the show must go on. So I stood up and finished my stupid little dance with my friends and then collapsed backstage. And everyone's like, oh, what is happening? It was crazy. But, you know, good news. I got the surgery 20 years later and now I'm fine.
Are you going to sell this story to Disney? Because it sounds like a story of human triumph.
God.
I got back up and I finished my performance.
You know what? I was playing Danny Zuko in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
And we were right in the middle of Grease Lightning and I was killing it until my knee blew out.
Yeah, you can't stop.
You gotta get, the show must go on.
That's how the T-Birds would want it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a delightful, funny post on social media that said this. Pleased to announce that my wife and I finally completed a six-hour negotiation to pick out the movie that she is going to look at her phone to while I'll fall asleep on the couch.
This sums up my entire marriage on the weeknights.
It's so relatable, and many people responded to this post, so let's go straight to the comments.
We found some of the comments, and there were a crap ton of comments about this post, and it's just fun to see that we're all in the same boat together, and we decided to get somebody to read them, a man, and you'll understand why as we hear some of these comments, why we got the great Hollywood actor, Adam Sandler, to read these comments. Of course, robot Adam Sandler, so
yes.
You know. Questionable if it sounds like him or not, but you know, let's start with our first comment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. I spend more time scrolling through the myriad of streaming services looking for something decent to watch than I actually do watching.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's kind of our way. A lot of the shows that we loved, either they're not currently putting out new episodes or they're just not shows anymore. And I swear, even last night, I'm on every single streaming service that we have, and I'm trying to find a show. I'm even doing a Google search, like, what are some of the best shows? And I can't find one that we both see eye to eye.
Just lost out there. Just lost.
I just wish my wife liked wrestling. It would make life so much easier. And we could just watch that all the time.
My wife and I have been married for 45 years, and we've only had one fight. And boy, will I be glad when it's over.
I love that.
That's a happily married man,
yes.
Right there.
if I'm watching a movie with someone and they are on their phone, I'm turning the movie off.
Jeez, man, I'd be turning the movie off every single night.
I mean, even last night when we were watching a little TV, I just can't keep checking the notifications.
Yeah, and I can't
send some emails.
I can't throw it all in my wife's court. I mean, A, she's so busy all day, and this is like the one time where she gets to decompress, so she just goes on like Instagram and sees some of her stuff. And I'm like, I can't give her a hard time. I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm checking my phone as well, or I'm the guy that's nodding off because I'm just not in the mood to watch the show, so I just kind of fall asleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this before or after spending 3 hours of figuring out what to eat?
Okay, yes. We've got it down to about an hour, thanks to Tatum. She usually makes the choices for it. It's sad when a five-year-old is better at making decisions for what we should have for dinner than the two adults.
It's awful.
Yes, she picks it's either Chipotle or sushi.
Yeah.
She's like, Chipotle, Trappers. It's like, we can't afford to eat at both of these places every week. Mod Pizza? Oh, my gosh.
At least you agreed on a movie.
Okay.
Right? Bragging?
Yeah, one more comment. And this is the reason why Adam Sandler read these.
The last time I played on my phone while my husband watched a movie, it was that shitty Adam Sandler movie Hustle on Netflix. I don't know what's worse, his unfunny movies with his stupid voice or when he tries to be a serious actor. Bro, you ain't ever winning an Oscar.
No, man, I've seen some of his more serious ones, and I'm not saying like he's gonna win an Oscar, but I wouldn't be surprised if as he gets older that there might be a role that will win him an Oscar.
Just wait for Happy Gilmore 2. It's going to be Oscar worthy.
I watched the trailer again, and I don't think this movie's gonna be any good. The only funny part was the part where he like is that like a golf simulation place, and he swings the club and the ball goes right through the screen. That was funny.
It's going to be funny, Steve. You're going to enjoy it.
You think so?
Yeah, you're a dumb movie guy. Come on.
But I mean, Sandler sometimes takes dumb movies to a whole other level. Like,
that's his specialty.
The Herbie Halloween one.
Oh, God.
Hubie Halloween. And you shut your mouth. That was amazing.
You just like it because he probably wore orange and it's during Halloween.
It was amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Or when were you the reason that your parents got that call or got that note? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with Trucker Rob in just a second. He has a story involving blow darts.
Okay.
But first, let's catch up with Jacob from Puyallup, because I'm so curious as to why your dad had to go to court on your behalf.
Well, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I will say to start, I did graduate with a 3.75 GPA, but I had skipped so much school as my sophomore year, even though I had A's and B's in my classes, they put the Becca bill on me and they drugged my dad to court.
So you were a good student, you just didn't like school.
Exactly.
I
could do it no problem at all. I could wake up and go to school and do what I needed to, but it's like, why do I need to be here every day?
So how did the court thing go? Like, how did it end up?
They just basically, it was a slap on the wrist.
Okay.
It was BS, honestly.
No, I think that's the strangest thing that we're bringing, a court situation when it comes to punctuality.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Thank you, Jacob. 206-803-ROCK. Trucker Rob, tell us about the blow darts.
What's up, buddy? Hey, real quick, I happen to do it for my buddy Bob Rivers. The only way truck drivers know how to give a memorial and say that we love him dearly.
That is awesome. Thank you, my brother.
You got it, brother. No, we got my parents. My dad got the phone call in junior high. There's a bunch of us. We used to take the end of our shoestring and we'd cut it off about an inch above the plastic piece.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to push a needle all the way through it and use straws for blow darts. We'd go around blow darting everybody, you know, our buddies in the butt and the arm. Ah, you SOB. Well, of course, somebody got blow darted by accident. It was a girl, so she complained to the teacher. Teacher went to the principal. And the principal called us all in and said that we were all going to get swatched with a paddle. Well, I looked at the principal and told him, you're not hitting me with no damn board. Nobody does that but my dad. And they're like, I told pretty much you can kiss my, you know what. So he called my dad. My dad came down and, hey, what happened? And he told him what happened. We're going to give him a swat with the board. My dad looked right at him and said, if you swat him with that board, I'm going to bust you upside the head with that board. So what do you want to do?
And then did your dad swat you with the board? Just say,
thanks.
No, but actually,
wrong.
Got back in the car. They kicked me out for the rest of the day, and my dad just told me, hey, don't be so damn stupid and blow dart the wrong person. It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Taking the ball for the wrong guy.
We never did the darts like that, but do you remember when you have straws and you'd wad up little spitballs?
Of course.
Looking back on that, what a bunch of weird people we were as kids, like teenagers, like just savages. Oh,
yeah. Michael from Conway, your parents got a note asking if you were getting enough to eat.
Yeah, so we had an assignment when I was in grade school, and you had to like list your favorite foods. And what's the best part of the chip bag? It's the crumbs and the dust at the bottom. And so and I'm in grade school, so I put crumbs on my assignments.
Oh, jeez.
And so I got a note sent home and said, can you please come in and talk to us? And I was there, and they were like, Is he getting enough food? And so they're like, no, he's getting too much food. He clearly, he's. And so we got back in the house, and my mom was like, no, this is a serious allegation. You're the middle child of seven. If I'm not feeding one of my children, I'm not feeding seven of them.
Oh, my God. Right,
I can see how mom could take it personally. Like, oh, I'm feeding him plenty. Look at our grocery bill.
That'd be horrifying.
This kid's sucking down an entire bag of chips and then eating the crumbs as well.
206-803-ROCK, when did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Eric, you're on a ferry to Lopez Island. Tell us about your three kids.
Well, my three kids, all three got busted for weed, whiskey, and nicotine, not necessarily in that order, but all three got me to the resource officer at their local school.
Eric, are you the parents of the men's room, our afternoon show?
I wish. How old? I would love to join the men's room every day.
How old are these kids? Were your kids when all this happened?
Well, they were all three in their high school career, and all three of them have gone on to great success in their lives, managers and whatnot. The weed story is hilarious. It wasn't even thought about by the kid who threw the backpack in the locker. And, good times.
Thanks, Eric.
We got a text message when I was in junior high school. I had some bully issues. I would ditch school frequently. The school called home with an automated message. So as long as I intercepted it, my parents never knew.
Smart.
What busted me was I would forge my dad's signature for notes. He had a legible squiggle signature. And then one day I called my mom. They called my mom at work instead of the house. And then when they went into the office, they pulled out a phone book looking at the folder of all the notes that I had written. My parents figured it all out.
Oh, man. I was in big trouble.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.